Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess I've been live. Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and thank you for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. When she was talking, I couldn't hear her because I have audio and stuff going from Blog Talk. So, but I think I heard what she said, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in all over the world. But, yes, next week we're going to have a whole studio, different stuff. It's going to be great. I want to get into all this is going to be like a 25-hour show. No, I got like 25 hours worth of stuff to talk about, and I got like 1 hour.
Okay, but slow down so
I know. But since I didn't know I was on the air, I just wanted to say stuff before I went. Anyways, where am I at here? I'm live. So how you doing, folks? Welcome to the conversation. Tonight on the conversation, I want to get into this because the biggest thing recently is, has Trump ever been accused of being racist? I want to get into that because there's a lot of people who say, well, I'm going to get into something that happened way back in the 70s, that there's two issues that happened that I'm going to get into that. I want to get into the Four Stooges. Yeah, the Four Stooges, there's four of them. That Trump is a distraction. I'm not disrespecting the White House. He is, by saying he's an occupant. Really? Really, you anti-Semitic piece of crap with a hijab that hates America? Did you marry your brother to become a citizen? I don't know. Trump doesn't know, but who cares? I mean, you talk about Trump being hateful, but you have anti-Semitic comments. You hate Jewish people. You haven't denied that. I'm going to get into that to welcome all. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Don't forget to also, yeah, my cat's in the studio, but don't forget, like, you can like, ask questions, whatever, because I can't tell till the end who's on here and who's not. I also want to get into the billionaires back at it again. Remember that guy? Oh, where is he? Tom Stivers, who's like a big environmentalist and global warming activist, who made billions, and his company invested millions in coal plants in China and Australia and Indonesia. Yeah, they funded coal plants, his firm. No, whatever. You know, he's for wherever the money comes from. If he's going to get money by saying global warming is going to happen, he'll get money. I'll get into that. Manchester United transfer news and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 5:13. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I want to get into this because back in 1972, Donald J. Trump was accused of not wanting his apartments to be Section 8 housing. So he was accused of discriminating against black people when he was renting. And there was a court case over it and everything, and they settled. They didn't, because not many people know this. 9 times out of 10, you want to settle, because even if you're going to win, it's going to cost you way more in court costs and legal fees to go through it. And guess what happened in 78? They tried to sue him again for the same type of thing, and guess what happened? It went all the way till 1982, and the statute of limitations ran out, and they basically had nothing, and they couldn't get anything on him. So the case was just thrown out. And if that second case was thrown out because they really had nothing and they couldn't get anything on him, that puts that first case into doubt. Whether he did or not, who knows? Hillary Clinton was friends with Robert Byrd, one of the highest ranking members of the KKK. She was a Goldwater girl. She supported Barry Goldwater, who wanted to resegregate America. She used to be very racist. So what? If she's racist now or not, who cares? She has been in the past, and I still think she is. She just keeps her mouth. She wants blacks on, people of color on the plantation or the Democratic Party. You know, because, see, it's racist, and I remember there was a time when you didn't say, I remember when I was in history books, they had colored people's bathrooms and white people's bathrooms. And it was wrong to use the term people of color. Well, no, colored people was wrong. Now, we use the term, now Democrats have gotten, it's socially acceptable for blacks to use the term people of color. But did Trump...
If he did that, probably not even having to do with race, because Section 8, you don't have to be colored or African-American or whatever you want to call black people.
Yeah.
I was raised, they were black people.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't want to... poor white people, poor Mexicans, poor...
Yeah, he probably just... Yeah.
That's just low-income housing. You ain't going to make a lot of money with low-income housing.
Yeah, and I think
you do that for a tax write-off, mainly.
Yeah, and the apartment that he had, I mean, and if he did, he did it. That's so long ago. Like Hillary Clinton, today could be racist, tomorrow could be not racist, and Democrats, see, she's not racist anymore. No big deal. But Trump, 200 years ago, could have been, see, he's racist because something he did, but he could be a changed man now, and they wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to them. I mean, that's... But, you know, Trump, of course, they don't... You know, where was this type of questioning when, you know, Trump was asked, like, did he know if Omar had married her brother? He don't know. I think that's the last thing on his mind. He really cares.
You know what? I don't think there's been a president more investigated than President Trump ever.
Oh, I know. President Trump makes Nixon look like he did nothing in terms of being investigated. Because the whole, and why they're doing this, and I've said this before in the program, folks, why they're doing this is because, imagine this, if you will. Imagine, go with me on this little journey here. Okay. I've got this stock is going to make millions. I talked about this Tuesday. Aren't you going to be furious if this guy gets you to buy a million shares of this stock that's a dollar that says going to go up to $300-$400 a share, and you're going to cash in, and then you lose that $1 million because the stock tanks? Are you going to be happy? Nah, you're going to be furious. Did you think all those Clinton supporters looked happy when they were basically guaranteed Hillary Clinton was going to be the president, and then she lost? They had the look on their face of like a deer in headlights. Like, my favorite thing is the Young Turks. I don't see a freaking landslide here, man. You know, I mean, they say, I mean, everything we're told, Hillary Clinton's supposed to win 100%, you know. Trump won't even get New York, his home state. And it was like deer in headlights. They were, I mean, and they were just a bunch of furious people. Well, we got to do something quick because we guaranteed she was going to get in. And now that she's not in, what's happening? And the whole time he's been president, that's all they've tried to do is get him. The Russian investigation, in my opinion, was just, well, we're going to investigate him because we're going to, in all this investigation, we're going to find something that we can pin him on. We're going to find something that we can tag him on to get him out of the White House. There has to be something. There's no way Donald J. Trump could have done nothing wrong ever in his entire life to be impeached. I don't care what it is. And that's what's going on. I mean, did Omar marry your brother? Probably. I don't know. It's not my concern. I mean, it's pretty sick if she did, but Wouldn't be surprised. I would be. I'd be surprised if she hadn't. But I'm not. But if she did, she did. I don't know. Tell me that question. I don't know. She's denied it. And local papers have been able to. The local papers have not been able to confirm it or deny it. They can't prove it either way, yes or no. So who knows? So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Anyway. It wouldn't surprise me if she did, and it wouldn't surprise me if she didn't. But then we got the Four Stooges, you know, that well, calling Trump an occupant is not, he's disrespecting the White House. That's not disrespecting the presidency. Okay. See, people elected us for. They elected us for. Ayanna Pressley, Omar, Rashonda Tabai. They elected us, the squad, because they're tired of politics as usual. Okay, yeah, we are tired of people that support Israel and support Jewish people and support America and the American flag, so they vote, okay. Oh, Lord help them. No, that's why Trump got elected. Because they were tired of people like these, you know, he's the occupant of the White House. He's this, you know, no, you're, you know, when you make anti-Semitic remarks, anti-Jewish remarks, American people are not going to stand with you. You know, finally, they're just mad because they have a candidate that's finally standing up for themselves and not being like a John McCain or a Mitt Romney, all those that when something goes wrong, they just kind of, you know, when they get attacked, when Trump gets attacked, he fights back. And they're not used to having that in the White House. They're not used to having a candidate like that. But, you know, he is the distraction. He is the, you know, I'll put it like this. Go to Central and South America. People are not walking thousands and thousands and thousands of miles from Central and South America coming up through Mexico into the United States if it, because it's a bad place to live. And who's to say, my wife brought this up, my producer, and I want to get into this because, I mean, she has a great point. Who's to say that these immigrants wouldn't vote conservative because they've had this socialism shoved down their throat in their other countries? They've been told that, oh, give us your guns to protect the children. They've had their rights taken away from them, their freedom of speech taken away from them, their guns taken away from them by the same speech, the same words, the same rhetoric that the Democrats are telling us. Who's to say they won't vote conservative? Hey, buddy, you want to talk about Obamacare? I've lived Obamacare. I lived in a country with a government-run health care. You think it's going to be so peachy rosy? You think it's going to have great care? Good luck. Yeah, you got a 6-month wait for something that if you don't get treated in 2 days, you're going to die. Good luck. But that's this world we live in. Who's to say these Democrats are not going to get those votes? Who's to say? I think some of those people have lived it. And when you get these people from Venezuela coming here and they're talking about, guess what? What are they telling you? Hey, buddy. Yeah. When they get into CNN, I heard the same crap told to me by my Venezuelan government. Look at what happened. Here's a $75,000 loaf of bread. That's what it's going to cost in the inflation. But that's just what we need. That's this world that we live in. Was Trump ever racist? Probably. He's probably, I mean, don't tell me you're going to walk down South Chicago at 2 a.m. and see somebody and think they just got done with Bible study. You're going to think in terms of, I'm hoping I'm wearing the right color clothes. I'm hoping I'm not in a bad neighborhood. I hope I'm not going to be killed. You know, you're not thinking in terms of a nice guy that's a Christian trying to help. You're thinking in terms of a gangbanger helping you. Show you for your $2 so we can go get us fixed. But we all think in race at some point. Everyone has everyone at some point. Well, are we all racist? No. We're not. But there are people that are going to think like that. Sorry, I'm not going to sit there and go to South Chicago or a side street of Detroit at 2 in the morning and think, oh, there's a nice person that's going out doing the will of God. No, I'm thinking in terms of, okay, that dude's dealing. I wonder what he's got, man. I mean, seriously, I mean, he might. You never know, but the odds are you're not going to think like that. You're going to think in terms of bad person, gangbanger, he's probably going to shoot me or kill me. But, you know, I mean, but that's the problem. You have, like at the border, Obama got millions from the ICE people to help with the crisis at the border, with the concentration camps. Oh, but they weren't there. That's not crazy. That didn't work. Yeah. The problem we deal with is because Omar said they were talking about, before we're talking about this. And what they were talking about was ICE is knocking on the doors of people's houses without a warrant. How dare they do that? Well, a cop can knock on your door. ICE can knock on your door without a warrant. They can't go in your house without a warrant. They can't physically enter your property, but they can knock on the door and ask if you're there. But if you don't let them into the house, they can't come in. But this notion that ICE knocking on your door is a violation of your rights is wrong. A cop can knock on my door. Well, okay, this may be for Facebook Live, but yeah, I'm going to show you. Yes, I have a driver's license. I can prove I'm a U.S. citizen. I have no problem with it. Somehow, I have no problem proving I'm a U.S. citizen or that I am who I am to vote. That's not a problem for me, but if a black has to do it, it's racist.
Well, it's not even if a black person, they make the black person do it. Mexican does it, it's illegal. Oh, yes, you're right. It's everyone but white people.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I guess what I'm also
saying is that they want to get rid of ICE and they, you know, cops and stuff have their rights, but yet they're protected by them. They're there, they get protective service. I couldn't walk up to them without getting guards.
Yeah.
So asking me who I am and what I want.
Yeah.
Stopping me.
But I guess that's what I'm trying to say, though. The average person has no problem proving who they are, that they're a citizen. But it's racist if a Mexican would have to be asked that. Well, if you ask it to me, okay, last I looked, because I've done this before, I went to like a copy shop. Was that, was it like Office Max or Office Depot? And I looked at the Crayola crayon set. Yeah, they had that colored crayon. And guess what was in that colored crayon set? A white crayon. White's a color. But apparently, I can't be a person of color because, well, I'm not actually white. I'm actually like a pale pink, something. I don't know what the heck. We all have different shades of color. You know, that's how bad it is. We're getting to a point in this country where how dare you use the term colored person. That was the dead great black people. But now you got black people saying people of color. Now they're having black people who are actually saying point blank. It's socially acceptable now for black people to say people of color. because that's totally different from, but it goes back to my whole point many, many times where America is never going to support a national bank. Never going to do it. How are they going to get that passed? Call it the Federal Reserve. America is never going to support a socialist nation. How are we going to get that passed? Call it liberalism. America's never going to want a single-payer health system. How do we get it passed? Obamacare. And it's going to tank, and it's designed to fail, so that when it does, bam, a single-payer healthcare system will look like $1 million. And that's what's going on in this country. Well, how do we take away Americans' guns? We can't say gun confiscation. Let's call it mandatory buyback. Sounds a lot nicer, doesn't it? Don't worry, folks. It's not a gun confiscation. It's a mandatory buyback. Yeah, let's reword it so it makes sense. Let's call it, yes, the government's going to take your kids into a private room and they're going to do a naked medical evaluation. That's going to be the TSA people, okay? Okay, no, actually, it's going to be it's for search and seizure purposes, yeah. If they said the TSA people are going to go back there and take and fondle your little six-year-old because she might be smuggling something and she has to be naked to make sure there's nothing on her, you'd be pretty furious. Well, you'd be furious anyways, right? You know, they're going to say it in a way so it seems nice. They want something that you hate. How can we shove stuff down your throat how can we take away your rights by making it sound like it's a good thing? And that's what this world is about. That's what they're trying to do. Oh, we want to have a limit on the capacity of magazines. We want to make sure that your gun can only hold 3 magazines. That's a joke. It's a gun joke because a gun can only hold 1 magazine. It's the amount of bullets in that magazine. Because there was somebody asked that, and she goes, "Well, we want to limit the amount of magazines that a gun can hold." It was hilarious when this lady answered the question like that. But my point is, we're going to limit to 8 bullets in a magazine. But then they want to pass some sort of bullcrap law so that when violence gets worse, they can say the law wasn't strict enough. And then they can come after more and more and more and more and more before, you know what, you have no rights at all. You can't own a gun. Just like cannabis. You know? It was here every day, it was banned. Tell me how prohibition got rid of any drug. Go ahead. I'll wait for someone to comment or tell me how prohibition has banned any drug. You want it? Cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, PCP, pot, you name it. It's been in solitary confinement in prisons. If it's gotten into its way into a solitary confinement prison, it's not being stopped. You know, that's the problem we have in this world. Tom Stivers' firm funded coal plants. He's like this environmentalist person. They don't care. Well, Australia, China, and Indonesia, they had coal plants, and he himself, they funded it. Oh, but he's against global warming. No, he's for saying whatever he has to get money in his pocketbook. He don't care. That's what's going on in this world. I mean, you know, environmentalists, this environmental bullcrap is crap. Watch the CBN investigation where they put like stickers on these cups, trackers. and they went to like Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks to see where the recyclables went. Into the trash. And because it was on TV, at least because it was on TV, they investigated why the stuff was just going right to the trash. They were investigating why that was happening. Because, you know, if, you know, it's not like they were investigating it before. It's not like they didn't know. When since they were on camera, they had to do something because they can't sit there and ignore the fact that recyclables are not getting recycled. And it makes it begs to wonder how much of that 100% recycled material product actually contains 100% recycled material. How are you going to know? I wonder if there's a way to prove it, like test it, and how many people are going to be able to do that. Well, it's just like these things that say 100% beef. What does that make you think of when the average person, when they ask what, when they see a label 100% beef, you think that it means 100, like high end cuts. All it means is beef. It could be the worst cow. It could be the worst part of the cow, but hey, it's, as long as it's meat from beef, all it's basically telling you is that there is no byproducts. But, you know, hey, that's what this whole government's trying to do is fool you. How can we get something passed that you're never going to support? See, where we can get it to where you'll support it. Taking my medicine, my CBD, my leg is spasming, but yeah, got my meds. But my point is, that's what's going on. And Trump's the guy that's stopping the people grabbing into the cookie jar. Trump's that guy that when you're getting $20 to go out to dinner to eat.
You know, the sad thing is, the illegal people really aren't even getting the help.
No.
It's the politicians. It's them that are complaining that, you know, we're racist. They're the ones that are complaining because they're not getting any more money.
Because if they really had a problem with these illegals, they would have been shouting their mouths off when Obama was president.
Clinton.
Nixon.
Reagan. Carter.
Yeah.
Bush. Let's see. Ford. I mean, we could go back to Washington.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I put it like this. Okay, like I've said this before, and not to be redundant, but like, okay, let me see here. Since Reagan left office, I didn't want the first Bush. I didn't want Al Gore. Didn't want Bill Clinton. Didn't want Bob Dole. Didn't want Mitt Romney, didn't want John McCain, didn't want Barack Obama, didn't want Hillary Clinton. That's the problem. Okay, we're in Ohio. Me and my wife are in a car in Ohio, and our car breaks down. Everybody that we find on the road is going east. Well, how are we going to get to the Rockies if we're in Iowa and everyone is going east? We're not going to get to the Rockies. That's what's happened since Ronald Reagan. Everyone you've had a chance to vote for is going to take us in the wrong direction. One's going to get us there 10 times faster. But
what do you think about Ross Perot? Do you think he would have been?
I think he was a...
Could he have been like a Trump?
I think he was a pre-Trump that was just too... He was before his time. He was not all there. I think he would have been... He had his great parts about him. And he had his flaws about him, too. When he had General Agnon, remember when he was going from podium to podium, you know, acting like he had places to go and people to see? Remember how he wasn't rehearsed and kept stuttering and whatever? Showed the American people that not rehearsed, like all those other guys. I mean, Ross Perot had some really great things about him, but he had some really, 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 really bad things about him. And there was too much... bad things that out, like, he could have been 90% great, but the 10% outweighed that 90%, so it kind of just... You mean to tell me that they can't put a radio transmitter out here? So good decent, honest, hardworking Americans can listen to country music? I think that's just sad. I'm hungry. We ate it. Bronco Burger an hour ago. Your belly's full. I rest my case. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, look up, what is it? Phil Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
He did General Agnon.
Well, Dana Carvey did a good, Bush did a good, he did quite a bit impersonation. But, yeah, I was just wondering what you thought. I've never asked you that. I can remember what
but
you
I,
thought
I mean,
girl.
There was just too much bad that outweighed the good. That just so many, there's too many question marks. Trump never had question marks. People knew that he knew what he was doing.
You read the Art of the Deal. You know who he is.
Yeah.
Right out.
Yeah.
You know what? When we elected him, I did not elect the person that would have been Hillary if I wanted, if this was a criteria anyway, who was the most eloquent, who could give good speeches. I never liked Hillary's speeches to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, if Hillary ever won in my vote, she lost it when all this Monica Lewinsky and all this stuff came out, and she didn't leave it.
Yeah.
Sorry. You want to tell me about women's rights, and you're going to stay with a man like that for your own political gain. You knew what you wanted, and you knew.
Yep.
And you're going to have the gall to tell me that you want women's rights. And you know about women's rights. No. Sorry, no.
Brian Kloppenman, co-creator of Showtime's hit drama Billions, basically published a big, long blog saying that no one should call Trump Mr. President. I will refuse to call him Mr. President, and I hope you do the same. This is going to be, I mean, I feel like this is, see, when I look at the Democrat Party, I think of those old WrestleManias. We're like, okay, coming, welcome to Royal Rumble. Who drew number one?
Who's been at WrestleMania and who had a great time entertaining on WrestleMania? Trump.
Yeah. Who drew number one? It's Cortez, AOC, drew number one. And then number two would be Bernie Sanders. And then like every 2 minutes, you're going to have another Democrat. They're just going to implode on each other because they're just going to go off on each other. And they're all going to try to outdo each other, trying to be the next Trump. And it's great. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's just going to be, it's going to be like sit back and relax and enjoy and just laugh your butt off.
That rally the other day of Trump. Great.
And that's the thing. They actually pan out and they sit there and they're like, they show people hanging from the ceiling and because there's so many people.
Did you hear the chant? Send her back.
Yeah, send her back. Send her back.
Trump today said, look, he didn't agree with it. He didn't like the fact that they chanted that. He tried to stop it. Well, you know what Rush said? He goes, I can't do sound like Crush, but this is what he said. Well, how? Maybe we should. Maybe we should chant, not lock, send her back. Maybe, what was it? Now, see, I had it a minute ago. I'm sorry. My brain just left it. Anyway, Rush said,
send her back, send her back, send her back. But no, no, you should have said send her home, send her home.
That might have been what Rush said.
But here's the thing. Oh, don't forget, thank you for tuning in.
That is what he said. Send her home, send her home.
I want to thank you all for tuning in. I got about 25 minutes left in the program. Thank you all for tuning in around the world. But I want to get into this because I want to get some people's thoughts on this one because I guess it started out as a joke. there was a big thing is on someone put a thing on Facebook like, let's raid Area 51. And it was like supposedly started as a joke, but now they've got over 1 million people agreeing to storm Area 51. And the Air Force and stuff has come out saying anyone crosses that line, they're getting shot.
Yeah. And they.
But is it real? Because here's the thing, it was kind of started out as a joke, and now there are people like, well, is the joke getting to the point now where people might actually do it and
I've
go through with it?
I've seen the, like, little memes and stuff on Facebook. I didn't know if someone had done it and they were making fun of it or what.
No, this is actually, supposedly it was started out as kind of like a joke, but now there's tons of people like, yeah, I'm down. Let's go. And the military has said they're going to shoot anyone that trespasses and all this stuff, and deadly force will be used if necessary. Whether it's, I mean, we don't know if any, it's like in September, like 14th or something. We don't know if people can actually follow through with this, but still.
Do they know that they don't have asked Trump's permission to do that?
Yeah.
They're just going to take them out.
But you don't, but you got to understand too, though, once they get on Groom Lake Road, they know they're there. They,
right.
I mean, and you got to understand, like, at the, there's an invisible border. 2 miles from that invisible border, they have motion sensors everywhere, and you're still like 60 miles from any installation.
Steve and Sandra, they went, I think it was Arizona or someplace on vacation. Well, they went by Area 51. They just wanted to see if they could see anything or how close. They had people following them.
Oh, yeah. I've been
oh,
in there. I was near an Air Force base in Arizona one time, and I took some photos, and I got stopped by MPs when I was taking them. What are you doing and all this stuff? And I said, I was just taking pictures of the mountains. And I said, here's my camera. If there's anything that I can't have on here you need me to delete, I will delete it right in front of you, whatever, no questions asked. And they said, no, you're fine. You just, no, nothing, you haven't taken anything illegal. I just want to make sure I don't want to file it. I just want to take pictures of the mountains. And when I hadn't done anything wrong or whatever, then they just let me go. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I
they think that they're going to be able to get there without.
They're not.
Without the military knowing. They're stupid.
Well, first of all, once they get to where that line is, it says, you know, deadly force will be used. They're still like 40 miles from any
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's
it would be interesting
what's
to see. Well, what if?
What's the reason?
I don't know. Well, they want to know the truth about the base, because I've heard that there are people that are there that they basically, when you go to the base, they strip you naked, they weigh you, then you put your clothes back on, and when you leave, they strip you naked and they weigh you, and you have to be like within like at like tenths of an ounce of the exact weight, or they think you're taking something. I've heard, like,
wow.
Yeah, because it's.
That. Well, hey, maybe that's how we find out what's in the base. How many people can they kill at once?
But you wonder though, what if like people show up and there's guys with like six AR-15s and they come shooting and they come like, okay, let's go. We got like rocket launchers.
Everybody at the same time. I mean, somebody might make it
through. I don't know. It just makes you wonder. I think it's a joke. To me, I think it's a joke that people are now taking serious. Like someone did it like a ha ha thing, and now people are like, "I'm let's go. Okay, I've got a tank. Let's, you know, I don't know." But it is big news, so I had to talk about it because
yeah,
you know, it's just one of those things. It's amazing what you.
It's just I hope people aren't that stupid.
Yeah. I know I'm not. But here this is great. I don't know if you've heard, but Obamaflix. The network Obamaflix, they have lost 130,000 American subscribers last quarter. Well, here's the thing. I want to have like a Blockbuster where when I don't want to have original content. I want to be able to go to like a Blockbuster.com to where I can pay like $10 and have like tens of thousands of all the movies. Not like, okay, well, you're going to have this show for like 2 weeks and then it's coming off because it's going on NBC. I want to be able to have to where, okay, just like when you went back in the day to Video Update or Blockbuster Video or any of those and you could rent videos. Netflix got to be all this.
I did Family Video. I boycotted Blockbuster because I went there once when they first opened up. And they all but asked me for a blood sample to get an account. It was ridiculous. I had to have pieces of mail. I had to have this lease. I had to have this. And it's like, no.
I was never asked that.
You were asked. Everything.
Oh, I was when I went to Blockbuster. They did all I needed is a driver's license.
No.
Well, then you should have questioned that because not where I went, they just needed a driver's license.
Yeah. They just back in the day. I don't know.
But when Netflix just started to have more and more and more and more of their own shows instead of. Not that Trailer Park Boys are bad or anything, but I got it to watch a lot of the old movies. So I wouldn't have to get my my DVDs out. I could just, okay, here's Die Hard. Here's this movie. There's that movie. But it just got all so much. I mean, where it's like wow. You know, and it just got to be more and more and more their own content. I'm going to get into this because this is interesting. There's a Philadelphia. Oh, I've got to find this article. In Philadelphia, there's an actual. Let me go to my homepage because I shared it on my homepage. What do you mean get started? I've been on. I hate this. Every time you get on Twitter, I swear they change stuff up. But in Philadelphia, there is an actual university that's going to offer an MBA in medical cannabis. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes forward, you know, to see like, you know, because. Do you think there's. I wonder if there's going to be a time where, oh, yeah, if you want to work at a dispensary, you're going to have a degree. I mean, you should go to a cannabis training university and have a degree, which I want to try to do. But you should have some sort of, because when I go to a dispensary, I want to know stuff. I want to know. I'm going to have questions. Like, what are you on? What, you know, what can I take? What should I do? What can I try? And when you go to a dispensary, you're going to want that. You don't want some, how you doing, man? And this stuff is the best. You know, man, this will get you after. No, you want to have someone that knows, that's knowledgeable. Oh, I suffer from migraines. I have muscle spasms. What can I take? I get nauseated from my celiac. What can I do? What can I take? You want to have someone that's knowledgeable. But... You know, the MBA in medical marijuana, I think it's going to be interesting to see going forward. Is that something that is going to be like the norm where like you're going to have people like, well, I know there are botanists and stuff that have just gone from botany. You know, okay, I used to be a farmer growing corn. Now I'm going to grow into hemp. Or, you know, I've grown flowers and I've done all this stuff. Now I'm growing marijuana. A.K.A. cannabis. I always say marijuana once in a while because some people don't understand. He said cannabis. What does that mean? I don't know. But my point, you're going to have to get a four-year college degree to have a $12 an hour job as a bud tender. Because I think it'd be cool to be a bud tender. I just don't, they don't make much. You'd have to almost be like the owner of one. But then the problem is there's so much crap going on that, like, okay, well, every time you turn around, they change the laws. So you have to, like, I mean, it's great if you're OCD, but other than that, you're screwed. But, you know, but I think we are kind of turning the point to where people are warming up to, hey, marijuana is probably not as bad as they always said it was. Maybe it's actually good. Maybe it actually has benefits. You know, so we'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, but I think honestly, I want that. I want people, I want to have some sort of classes and regulations. So, like, okay, when you, if you're a bud tender, you've done this. You know stuff. So that when I go there, you can talk to the people. I come to me if you ever have issues. I'm like, okay, take CBD. It's great for you. Terrapins are great. And I think you're going to come to find out that the more you get into it, the more I think they study it, the more tetrahydrocannabinols are going to be one of the things that's, yeah, it's the psychoactive compound, but it's not even the compound you want the most of. You want to have other stuff. You want to have the terpenes. You want to have the CBN, the CBD, and the CBA. You want to have all these other compounds. And, you know, and the whole time, or you just want to get high. Well, heck, the best medicine for me is those terpenes, man. They do the best benefit for me, you know. CBD helps a lot with my muscle spasms, you know. So I use it, and it works. And that's what it, you know, and it, and it's, and don't get you high. And actually, it can help you if you eat, get too high, because it can calm them down. But I warm the medical aspect of it and being able to get an MBA. And a lot of it is just from people that have a botany degree or a zoology degree, and they just kind of transfer it over, you know. And I think in 10 years, you're going to get people to waking up, because a lot of places are just seeing Colorado is not a bad place now. Washington State, excuse me, is not a bad place. Michigan's had medical marijuana for a long time. It's a bad place, not because of medical marijuana, but, you know, it's just Democrat run, you know. California's not a bad place. It's just bad because of Democrats, not because of legal weed or cannabis or whatever. And, you know, we just got to get it past politicians. And we got to get it past pharmacies and all these. Well, that's the problem. You have too many people embedded in pharmacies and stuff. Well, I'm getting billions of dollars. Why would I want it legal? And that's where we are moving forward. Where am I at, folks? I got to see what time I'm at. We got about 12 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. Thank you so much. We love you. But I want to get into this really quickly. I want to move on to, I think I covered everything I was going to get into. You know, it's just amazing because as we move on, we got very little time in the transfer window as we move on to the English Premier League news and going on with that. And, you know, there's I look at it like this. There's talk from Sky Sports reporters that, like, Harry Maguire can come to United. The ball's in United's hands because I guess they've got some options that, okay, well, hey, you want to try to, if you try to blacklist us and blackmail us and Harry Maguire, you want how much? How much? 80 million? We'll take 70 for him. Give him to someone else. We got other options. We don't have to take him. We got other center back options. I really do think Harry Maguire will come to United, or that is the plan. But Sky Sports is coming out saying that we have other options. Aubameyang is a possible option. Manchester United supposedly put in their final bid for Bruno Fernandes, who I think is a better center back than Harry Maguire. But I think it's going to be very, very interesting because I honestly see Lukaku leaving for sure. I think he will go. If Pogba gets an offer, I think he wants to go, but I don't think there's any deals being put forth in front of him. I think he's kind of like right now a Fellini, where he's, hey, I want to leave, and no one's giving him an offer. And but I think honestly, with in regards to Harry Maguire and like stuff like that, I think we're not going to overpay. And if they want more, if they want to try to blackmail us, we'll go somewhere else. We'll get in the bum in. We'll go for Bruno Fernandes, whatever the case may be. But I think with Pogba, some clubs might say, hey, you dominate at Manchester United and you show your worth, and we'll take you next year guaranteed. And then his price will drop. And then they'll be able, well, right now, we can't afford you. You're going to be £150 million. Sorry, we're not going to do that. But you show your worth, and you show that you're going to give 100%, and you're going to help Manchester United, and you're going to dominate, and you show us the player you are. Because last year, I don't know if I'd want you the way you played last year for United. But if you show your worth, we'll take you. We'll consider you. You wonder if he's going to get, because I think, honestly, if he stays, it's because he didn't get offers. Not that he doesn't want to leave, but he ain't getting offers. And there could be a Real Madrid offer that says, hey, you dominate, you bust your ass. Next year, we will take this. We will work out a deal so that next May, you're at Real Madrid. You know, you be a good servant to Manchester United, where you got to deal with, and we'll take you in May, and we've already worked a deal out with United that you stay here and bust ass and kick butt. Next year, you come to us. And then all we can say, okay, you know, I will work my team around Pogba this year, but I will get someone in to help out. So, you know, that way I can integrate Bruno Fernandes or Harry Maguire or an Aubameyang in to the mix, so that when May comes and you go to Real Madrid, he's acclimated into the team. But I think for sure Lukaku is going to go. De Gea is reportedly going to be signing a contract. I think he's excited. I think there's a lot of excitement because they're seeing we're getting players like Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka that are dominating. I think the only thing, I do think when you look at some of those young players, I think Daniel James will definitely be an amazing player coming into United into the future. In 2 years, he's going to dominate. He's going to be an amazing player. We got a heck of a player. You know, I think some of the youngsters need to get loaned out because they're not going to get full game time. They're not going to get game as, you know, they need to get loaned out so they can play every week in, week out, and get some game time. Tuan Sivi, I think, you know, they need to get game time. They're not going to get it on the first team. They need to get out and get game time and play for a championship squad to where they can play week in, week out, and get and develop and get that experience. Yeah, they can develop at Manchester United, but right now they got a ways. I'm excited. I'm really excited about this season coming up because I see Ollie wanting to do the right things. Like, these are the players, these are the kind of players I want, and they're not giving him a lot, but they're giving him the right players. Okay, we need 7 players in and 3 out minimum, and we're getting 2 in, and they're the right kind of players. We just need to continue and keep getting that right player. It's not like, well, okay, yeah, we got 2 players, but they're not the type. Okay, we got another Fellini. We got another long ball. Yep, we got a Jerome Boateng. No, we're getting the right players. It's just a matter of we got to keep it going. We need to get at least, I'd love to see Alexis Sanchez in China. I'd love to see Ashley Young and Phil Jones. I love Juan Mata, but he's just not up to, he was dominant. He was a great, he's just not up to the speed that he used to be. But my wife is one of those people that, oh, if everyone on the team that's winning the Premier League is running a 1 minute mile and your players are running 20 minute miles, you should keep them just because they're good servants. No. You have, look at, if it was Manchester United and Gareth Bale was at Manchester United, we'd be keeping him. Well, Zidane doesn't have a plan for him. He's, yeah, you passed your prime. And you have to be ruthless if you want to dominate in the Premier League, if you want to get into the to Champions League and out of this Amadeo Cup crap. But that's the thing. We got to take some of these players, some of these youngsters that are showing, and I love it. Finally, we have a manager that's taken some of these youngsters and playing them during, because these are just preseason little games for places that don't always get a, these people don't always get to see Manchester United. So
they should do that in regular, in American football. In these postseason or preseason games or exhibition games, whatever they call them. Why put my, I'm going to put like my third, fourth, second string. Why put my first string out there and see, and get, they can get hurt.
Yeah. We know they're good. Get these youngsters and give them experience. And I think that's what's happening. And that hasn't happened since, you know, when you had David Moyes and you had Louis van Gaal and you had Jose Mourinho, they didn't do that. They played their, and a lot of it, I
come to a conclusion. No one's going to be good enough because of the sense of Alex Ferguson.
If we got Zinedine Zidane, oh, yeah. I'd probably like, okay, this guy's probably going to be 10 times better.
Oh, okay.
But he wouldn't last that long. But we're not comparing the two. What I'm saying,
you do
to, because no one's ever done what he's done. No one since he left. Yeah. Well, I understand their point though. If you're going to any country but England, it's a chance for a fan that might never get to see their player play live, get to see Cristiano Ronaldo go out on the pitch and play. I remember when Cristiano Ronaldo and Real Madrid took on LA Galaxy, and he goes, they took David Beckham off the pitch. He goes, I got to conserve him for the MLS Cup. We're in our season. They're just having fun. This is their time off. He's in the full season. I'm going to have David Beckham just relax for the actual MLS Cup. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do, and I really hope that you get involved. There is a PayPal link if you want to donate. I'm going to have some new stuff up next week. You can help out, new equipment, anything. If you want to sponsor, whatever, I'll shout you out. But thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, whatever. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you ever have a question, you can comment down there. Even after the program's over, I'll comment back. You know, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And most of you, first of all, in the Midwest, it is going to be brutally, brutally 900 degrees. It's going to be like deadly hot.
Not 900.
Well,
we're not climate.
Well, okay, then you haven't lived in, you've lived in an Indiana summer. You've lived in a Michigan summer. They have humidity. It sucks.
Yeah.
Why pay to go into a sauna when you can sit in your car in the middle of summer?
Oh, my.
Never understood that. But remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, all, and God bless. Goodbye.